And now, The Thing That Ate Aunt Sophie.
Aunt Sophie had a green thumb. You've probably heard of people who had green thumbs before, but Aunt Sophie really had one on her left hand. She wore gloves when she went out. At home, she just let it show, and the flowers loved it. She used to say the flowers loved her. She loved the flowers. She spent at least half her life in the potting shed, just potting, potting, potting. She had maybe a million African violets. Those were her favorites, African violets. The fateful day that we are about to document was the day that the newest, the rarest, the grandest African violet of them all arrived at Aunt Sophie's.
Just a minute. Yes? Oh, my African violet, come in, come in. I was out in the potting shed. Oh, I see you might well do with a new pot. Yes, well, I'll bet you'd like to spread your roots now, wouldn't you? You just sit down here and I'll bend over and find you a nice... Oh, I beg your pardon. You are fresh. Just sit down here and I'll... You want to hold my hand? How sweet. I have a green thumb, you know. You like green thumbs. You like my arm, too, do you? How nice. You are friendly, aren't you? But you're going a little bit too...
So much for Aunt Sophie. No, so much for Aunt Sophie. Because Aunt Sophie, not completely realizing what had happened, continued to putter around the potting shed. Potting this and that, whatever was within reach. Occasionally, a neighbor would call.
Oh, my. Well, Sophie. You must be the new African violet. How exciting. What soft furry petals you have. What large purple flowers you have. What? Put me down. Put me... Don't put me in that pot. Help!
Perhaps it was best the African violet had eaten Aunt Sophie first. For now... Influenced by the stronger Christian mind of Aunt Sophie, the heathen plant ate not one more friendly soul. Instead, it potted them. As time passed, the neighborhood declined, and the African violet grew bigger and bigger. Finally, the neighbors began to notice.
Have you seen little Murphy and his dog Theodore?
I believe they visited Aunt Sophie and never returned.
Oh, yes. That seems to be happening a lot lately, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. Have you noticed that giant African violet looming above the premises?
Oh, you mean that one that is potting up the south side of the neighborhood?
That's the one. It's a regular potting fool. Potted my Datsun station wagon, it did.
Oh, that's going to have to call in the Navy on that one. Whoops, I'm afraid.
It's a shame, but you simply cannot have a foreigner potting up the neighborhood.
It's against nature, you know.
Yes.
The neighborhood was astir. Could it be that nature was rebelling? Nature saying, you've put me in pots long enough, now I'm going to pot you? Because it did. Starting at Sycamore Street, it potted the Jameses, the Corvettes, the Pepperoni Brothers, their houses. It wasn't long before the law was called.
32nd Precinct, Sergeant O'Reilly speaking.
Well, is this the police?
That it is, ma'am.
Well, this plant has been potting our neighborhood.
Potting your neighborhood?
Yes, could you do something about it?
Have you tried the army?
Oh, no. I thought you might well wish to declare martial law first.
All right, lady, I'll investigate. Potting the neighborhood. Who's the potty one here?
Officer O'Reilly drove to the scene of the alleged potting.
Code 7, Zebra 110.
Well, that's strange. The street's been potted. This is Officer O'Reilly. You better send in a couple of units down here. There's something that... What? pot! No, put me down! Put me... No, no! Don't put me in that pot!
Soon, the area was swarming with police.
Hey, Lieutenant! Hey, it's unbelievable how much the creature has spotted the entire suburbs. And now it's moving toward the Chinga City.
There must be some way we can stop this infernal...
Look, look, there it is. It's coming down the street.
Officer Sanchez, what it's doing to him is terrible!
Terrible indeed. Those of you watching on television can now see the full horror of the situation as Officer Sanchez is being stuffed feet first into a small pot. As you can see, the creature is tamping some small stones around the officer's feet. Now it's adding some peat moss up to the officer's knees. And finally, the potting soil up to his waist. The creature is now lifting up a sprinkling can and... Officer Sanchez has been potted. Martial law has been declared. Here comes the National Guard, followed by the regular army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force. But nothing is able to stop it as it methodically continues to pot the population. Will this be the end of the world as we know it? Ah, I see we have Professor Vine Stufel of the esteemed Rochester Horticultural Society.
Yeah. Well, the world as we know it could do with a little change, don't you think?
Tell me, Professor, is this an example of what the environmentalists have long been predicting, nature turning against humanity?
Nein. When nature gives us the raspberry, it will be thunder and rain and Armageddon up to here. This is a smaller example of nature saying, right, you've put me in the pots all these years, now we will flip the coin and you feel what it's like, I put you in the pots.
Thank you, Professor Von Stufel. We also have with us the noted plant psychologist, Dr. Proctor. Yeah. Tell me,
this
Doctor,
plant
says the creature...
is emotionally disturbed, coming all the way from the wilds of Africa, eating Aunt Sophie. It obviously is suffering from a half-pot duality trauma.
I see. You mean it believes...
Feeling it's half-potted. It's trying to... pot the other half, so to speak.
Which means you and me...
the rest of the world. You said it.
That's terrible. What can we do?
You see those big guns stopping that thing? No. Instead, it takes and pots the guns.
You mean there's no...
That's right. We'll all be... potted.
It's years later now. I stand here looking down Sycamore Street where it all began. The neighbors standing there in their rows of pots. It's spring. The last I heard, the potty violet with the spirit of Aunt Sophie inside had gone back to Africa to pot Kilimanjaro. Oh, looks like it'll be a sunny day. And the Padre's soul ascends to heaven.